This chazar is echanish b'chach eschashag b'vam yehudim sechtek su b'staf ayin gimel. It was taught, if a man gave kedushin on a condition, but then he entered into nesum without the condition, Rav says it's a valid marriage and would require a get. Shmuel says the marriage is not valid and would not require a get. Abaye said the reason of Rav is not because the nesum without a condition shows that he was moichel the condition. Rather, the reason is because a person doesn't want his tashmish to be considered znus. Therefore, he has in mind at the time of the first bia that it act as a new condition. They already have the same machlokes regarding a minor who was married off by her mother and brother. The marriage is drabbanan, and she then became an adult and then went and married another man without receiving a get from the first man. In that case, where Rav over there says that she does not need a get from the second man, because as soon as she becomes an adult with the first man, he had in mind that the first bia should act as the right tzedek kedushin. And Shmuel says that she does need a get from the second man. So why do we have to repeat this machlokes over here again? The Mara says if we would only have that case, we would think that Rav holds that way over there because there was no stipulation. But here, where there was a stipulation, was a Tanai, maybe he would agree with Shmuel. If we'd only have this case, we would think that in the other case, Shmuel would agree with Rav. That's why we need both cases. Our mission says that if someone married a woman without a condition, and it turns out that she's under vows, so she may be divorced without a ksuba payment. This suggests that she would need to receive a get. Presumably, this is a case where he gave kedushin on the condition and entered nesuin without any condition. We see that a get is required, not like Shmuel. Mar says no. The cases where the kedushin and the nesuin were done without any stipulation, without any tonight. In fact, this would mean that in a case where the kedushin was made on a condition and the nesuin was done without the condition, she would not need a get. So, the Mishnah should have given that case instead of the case of where the Kedushin was made on a condition and she was found to have been under vows, because if she doesn't need a get in the first case, surely she doesn't need a get in the second case. Mar explains, that's actually what the Mishnah means when it says this case, and it should be read into the words of the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, why is it that he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba? I mean, based on the fact that he doesn't want to be married to a woman who takes vows, but he still needs to give a get, the marriage shouldn't be effective at all. So why does he have to do a ksuba? The Rabbah and Rav Chisda said she only needs a get to Rabbanon. Rava said the Tana is unsure what the result would be, and therefore, for a monetary case, he's lenient, but for the case of Yisurin, he's machmer. Rabba said the machloikis is where he gave condition to two women, one with a condition and that she not be under any vows, and the other with no such condition. And it was found that the second woman was under vows. Shmuel holds that since he made the condition with the first woman, we assume that he felt that way with the second woman as well, and the marriage is therefore not valid. Rav said that maybe he purposely didn't make the condition with the second woman, and her marriage is therefore valid, and he would require a get to terminate it. Abaye asked, the Gemara used our Mishnah to ask on Shmuel and clearly did not treat it as a case of two women as described by Rabba. Mar says it must be that Rabba meant to say that there was only one woman who he first gave kedushin with a condition, and then he divorced her, and then he gave a kedushin a second time, but this time without the condition. So that's the case of Machlokes. However, if it was a straightforward case of kedushin with a condition and then nesuin, all would agree that a get would not be needed. Abaye asked, the Braisa says, if a kedushin was done in error, there's a machloikis whether the husband would be kind to her with a later bia. Now, presumably this refers to a case of an error regarding her being under vows, and it's a straightforward case in which Rabba says that all would agree that there would be no effective marriage. Mar says, the error was that the kedushin was done with less than the value of a pruta, and the man thought it would suffice for kedushin. Furthermore, that case is expressly listed in the Braisa after a general case of error. Mar says the Braisa is explaining the case of error as referring to the case of less than the value of a pruta. Mar explains that the machloikis is the Tanakhama holds that a person knows kedushin can't take place less than a pruta, and therefore he has in mind to be kind to her with a later bia. Rabbi Shimon Yehudin, the Braisa holds that a person doesn't know that, and therefore doesn't have in mind to be kind to her with a later bia. Abaye asked, the Braisa says that if a bia was done as kedushin on the condition that his father agreed, there's a machloikis whether the kedushin is valid even if the father didn't agree. Now, according to Rabba's explanation, all should agree that the kedushin should not be effective at all. Mar says machloikis there is whether we understand that the father can remain quiet to show acquiescence or whether he must actively agree. And the case was where the father remained quiet and did not actively agree, and that's when the whole question comes into play. Abaye asks, we find machloikis in a braisa where a minor girl who was married off drabbanan and remained with her husband after becoming an adult, could she do yibim or could she only do chalitza? The machloikis would be whether the marriage becomes deraisa with the first bia after becoming an adult. This doesn't fit with Rabba's explanation, which would hold that all agree that the later bia does not make a valid kedushin. Mar says machlekes there is whether we say that everyone knows the first kedushin with the minor was ineffective, and therefore he definitely had in mind to make a kedushin with the bia once she becomes an adult.